Hallelujah. Give somebody a hug. Tell them this is your night. How's everybody tonight?
Blessed and highly flavored.
Yes. Things are happening. You know, we've been talking about the beginning of the end, and I want to share something tonight that has been put in my spirit. It's very simple, and then I want to show a quick video. And then, God willing, we want to put it all together and put it all in order so everybody gets an understanding of everything of what's happening. Again, I want to share with you that the invisible enemy is deception. And that's what is being used and will be used. And that's all they know how to use. Your enemy is deception. And we're hearing all kinds of reports and seeing all kinds of things. And the Bible talks about signs and signs in the heavens and all, you know. I mean, they're finding more and more factual things about what they call prehistoric man or aliens that have been, their skeletons have been found because they got cone heads and stuff like that. Well, you know, there are tribes that used to do that. They used to tie around a child's head when it was born to make it a cone head. That was their ritual. That's how they lived. They're, you know, I remember Saturday Night Live doing a cone head flick. Conehead, yeah. Well, they didn't know they were actually coneheads. But it was rituals of tribes, and you can look some of that up and how they used to shape their heads, and they'd look like coneheads. And but beyond that, you can look at all the ancient writings of many of the tribes, and all of them have a starting point where they were visited by God. But they thought they were gods, but they said gods, which started their belief system. And that belief system was associated with the angels that left their abode and came into the natural realm, put on flesh, and produced offsprings. And they were Nephilim, which means fallen ones, and then the Nephilims produced offsprings and so forth. And then when they died, when God destroyed all the earth with during Noah's time, those spirits became demons. And they were disembodied spirits. And we're seeing now all kinds of testimony of aliens. These aliens are extraterrestrial beings. And there are many people who have testimonies of seeing them and have been abducted by them. You know, it's not spoken except for in certain groups, you know, because people think it's crazy. They want to put it off. They don't really, you know, they don't want to believe it. And most of us are always saying, well, you got to prove it, you know. But again, I want to share basically in the definition according to the spirit, what an alien is. Now, aliens are known as strangers that don't belong. That's what an alien is. If you look in the Bible, there's many areas where it calls aliens. They're aliens. But they were actually strangers that didn't belong to that land or didn't belong to that tribe. They were known as aliens or strangers. Aliens that you and I are seeing now that are visiting people, abducting people, and all kinds of stuff, they were cruising in aircrafts and all kinds of things. They call UFOs. They're identifying many of them right now. I mean, you could look up Google and see many, many testimonies of many people who have been abducted, and there are certain things that have been found on their body and so forth. So I want to share with you that an alien or extraterrestrial is a demon with technology. These are demons with technology. They are looking to be worshipped, to reproduce, and to deceive mankind by drawing attention to them and away from the true God. This happened in the days of Noah, and it's happening again now. In Matthew 24, aliens. That's just name it, aliens. And what's an alien? They are demons with technology looking to be worshipped. They're looking to reproduce and deceive man to draw them away from the truth of God. That's their function, and that's their purpose. You know, there are many testimonies of astronauts that have seen crafts, seen aliens. And it's amazing that there have been called small gray men, and some are called green or whatever. All of them have big eyes. Well, they need big eyes because they got to see in the dark. They are not day creatures. They are night creatures. So these are demons with technology. They have been able to produce a certain body that looks what we call an alien because it's a stranger. And with that body that they've been able to produce, they are inhabiting that body because the only thing that they can do is either try to possess a person with many of them to be in this realm right now, to use people. But they can't form themselves unless they've got some kind of body that they show up in. And most of them all look alike. Big eyes, and they do not look like E.T. You know, E.T., go home. And there is testimonies of many astronauts, even when they landed on the moon. When they landed on the moon, there is recordings, and you can hear these recordings. And they were talking to one another, and they were saying, "We're not alone, there they are." When they were on the moon, they're saying, "There they are again, we're not alone." See, they've been seeing these demons with technology for years. The government does know about it. They've actually even captured some and put them in cages and so forth to try to find out what they are. They call them extraterrestrial. But you know what? They might have wanna gotten caught. They've got people have security in their homes, and they've seen these things coming up on their outside security, walking and looking in their windows. So you might have thought you saw a ghost when it was really a demon dressed as an alien. But again, this technology is real. This is not a farce. This is not fiction. This is not fairy tale. This is a part of Satan's kingdom. And you must think about something. If Satan is the ruler of this earth, right? Everybody agree? So he's in control of all government. He's in control of everything, isn't he? Did they send a man to the moon with technology? Okay, so does he know that technology? Of course he does. Have they gone miles underwater with technology? Yes. Does he know that technology? Yes. Have they done surgery? Have they done heart transplant? Have they done plastic surgery? Does he know that technology? Yes, he does. See, people think that he doesn't know these things. When God said he's the most cunning beast, in fact, when he created him, he was the wisest that was ever created. He knows the technology. He has the technology. Do we have computers that can communicate with anyone in the world, right? Well, think about www in Hebrew means 666. So, does he know that technology? Yes, he does. Again, we've got to come out of this ignorant state of being that Satan doesn't know certain things, or he's only knows so much. Some people think that he only knows the Bible and uses the Bible to deceive people. There's more to it than that. He knows everything that's been created in this realm. He knows all technology. He knows how to manipulate. He knows how to use it all. And he is using it all. In Matthew 24, why are we talking about such things? You know, I was asking myself that. Lord, why are we going to here? And he says, because many are going to be deceived. And there will actually be a visitation at some time, and they will think it is Christ. So, this is why we're talking about this. In fact, the Vatican has a telescope called Lucifer. You know what they're waiting for? A return. They're actually considering changing their doctrine. They have been seeing these, and they've got recordings in them, and the Vatican's archives have history of all of these. UFOs, what they call, and extraterrestrial beings and aliens, and truly I believe that there's already been communication in some way. Remember, Satan's greatest weapon is what? Deception. That's why the Bible warns us of certain things, because people will go out to actually see. You know, when ships show up and certain things show up, people go out and go, "Oh my God." You know, think about it. You know, when I was, 11 or 12, I was sitting on the front porch with some people, and I saw a ball of fire go through the air. Come to find out it was a meteor that landed, and I was in New York, it landed in Mexico, or New Mexico, I guess, or Mexico somewhere. And I was 11 or 12. And this thing amazed me. But it was just a ball of fire, and that's all I could see was this ball of fire go above the trees. I couldn't grasp, you know, that's all I saw. And you know, we used to see things, and, you know, that got our interest, and we'd be looking for stuff in the skies, you know, because I didn't know the Lord, and I was looking for anything. And we'd see things, and they'd say, well, it's just nothing but a weather balloon or a satellite or whatever. But, you know, how many people have called to say something, but the government does not want you to really know the truth of what's going on, because there are true aliens, but they are demons with technology, and they will come, something that will occur at some time to try to deceive people, just as in the days of Noah. In Matthew 24, is everybody there? Oh, hallelujah. Remember the movie, The Day the Earth Stood Still? Well, some of you are too young for the original. But anyways, they made a new one. But, you know, when the flying saucer came, they were all freaked out. And the dude that came out of there, he looked normal and human and whatever. And he was telling people, you know, the earth needs to straighten up, you know, or it's going to be destroyed. Well, only God can say that. Not some alien or some other being can say that. Amen? Does everybody get it? In Matthew 24 and verse 21. Now, we're going to go through this simply to explain some things. It says, for then there will be great tribulation. Now, we know that there's three phases. There'll be the beginning of the sorrows, tribulation, and great tribulation. But I'm starting here with great tribulation. It says, for there will be great tribulation such as not been since the beginning of the world until this time, no, nor shall ever be. So there's going to be a period of great tribulation, which will be known as the wrath of God. And the wrath of God will use Satan's kingdom. God will use Satan's kingdom to bring his wrath. Does everybody get it? But it will be controlled and ruled by the Lord's angels. In verse 22, and unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened. Then if anyone says to you, look, here is the Christ. Look, here is the Christ. Who knows? Maybe some dude will fly down out of a ship and walk out and say, I'm the Christ. Or there, do not believe it. For false Christs and false prophets will rise and show great signs. Everyone say, great signs. And wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. So there are going to be great signs. Are there great signs right now? Let me tell you, you see about five or six flying saucers or certain things going around. Those are kind of a great sign. They're an amazing sign. We're not accustomed to these things, are we? Verse 25. See, I have told you beforehand. Therefore, if they say to you, look, he is in the desert, do not go out. Or look, he is in the inner rooms. Do not believe it. For as the lightning comes from the east and flashes to the west, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. For wherever the carcass is, there the eagles will be gathered together. Now, verse 29. This is important because it says, immediately after tribulation. Okay, remember, there's beginning of sorrows, tribulation, and great tribulation. So I want you to know that he's going back now and giving a summary. So he says, immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from heaven. Stars are associated with angels. Has everybody got it? These are most likely Satan's angels that will be pushed out of the unseen realm into the seen realm. And the powers of the heavens will be what? Shaken. In other words, the powers of the heaven. Well, God's not going to shake his own his powers, is he? What powers is he going to shake in the unseen realm? Satan's kingdom. The powers of the heaven will be shaken. In other words, he's going to shake them and begin to loose them. He's going to begin to move them so that they're going to be more and more exposed. The unseen. Here the heavens mean unseen. They will be shaken and be moved to be seen. In verse 30, then a sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven, and then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with a power and great glory. And he will send his angels with a great sound of a what? Trumpet. Now remember something. Jesus in the rapture does not touch the earth, but man will see him. Has everybody got it? He won't touch the earth, but man will see him in the clouds. And he'll dispatch his angels and what? Gather all what? His body. And they will gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. That is called the rapture. Remember, he said after tribulation. Tribulation is 3.5 years, then great tribulation starts. Has everybody got it? Now learn this parable from the fig tree. When its branches already become tender and puts forth leaves, you know that the summer is near. The fig tree is known as Israel. You also, when you see all these things, know that it is near at the doors. Assuredly, I say to you, this generation will by no means pass away till all these things come to take place. We are the generation. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. Verse 36, but of that day and hour no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so will also the coming of the Son of Man be. Now listen, this is a prophetic key. It is extreme prophetic key. Now, this is not about, you know, even though he talks about they were being married and so forth and whatever, that's because the fallen angels came and married the women, the natural women, and they will be marrying and so forth. And in verse 38 it says, for as in those days before the flood, they were what? Eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark. And did not know until the flood came and took them all away. So also will the coming of the Son of Man be. So in this is a key. The key is it will be according to the days of Noah. Not only in the area of what we see of same-sex marriage and all the other stuff that's going on of ungodliness. But it's going to, the main key here, because this is something, why did God use this in the days of Noah? Because something happened in the days of Noah that has never happened since. We've always had bisexual, homosexual, and all the other stuff. We've had all of this. We've always had, earthquakes and things to that degree. Of course, they've increased more. But we've had everything else except for one thing. One thing that was the fallen angels that came and put on flesh and took wives of the women of the human race. That was the one thing that has not happened since. And this is where these demons that have been able to somehow create a body are coming in and abducting many people, more women than men. And they are taking their eggs and they are producing their own offsprings. Is everybody okay? This is the one thing. We're seeing more and more of this. More. This is the one thing, again, I can't emphasize this enough, that has never happened since the days of Noah. That's why the Lord says when these things are beginning to happen, in other words, when they're being reported more and more, when they're becoming seen, know that that generation that is seeing these things is the generation of my return. Is everybody okay? Oh, hallelujah. Again, they know that they can't put on flesh. Okay, they can't put on flesh again, or they would go into the angels. Satan's angels can't put on flesh again and come in, or they'll get put in prison again, waiting for judgment. The demons can't put on flesh and come into the natural realm because they have no way to put it on unless. So what they're using is a created, almost like a clone of some sort, but it doesn't look human-like. Everybody got it? So they're not looking like humans. They're looking like the way they are. Big eyes, scrawny little things, whatever. Is everybody okay? So knowing that they can't do that, put on flesh and so forth, but they are acting like gods again. People are beginning to worship these demons. They're beginning to worship these interdimensional ships and so forth and whatever. Again, the same thing is happening. And it may be coming as, they want to come as a Christ at some time, but it'll be Antichrist. And remember, Noah at that time was the only one that was blemish-free from that. He was not contaminated in his family, of course, until the son married one. Go to Revelation 12. Out of 20 years of being saved, I've seen, heard, and always said it was they're demons. Because I could never believe, I could never hold to the area where it never says in the Word of God that God made any other man besides us. Does everybody understand that? Well, God is forever and whatever. Yeah, well, as far as we know, when he created the universe, we're the only mankind made. We're the only ones in his image and likeness. Demons are not in his image and likeness. They cannot. If they put on or somehow find a way to become in his image and likeness as a human, they will be chained up immediately. So they got to come in another form. Revelation 12 and verse 1. Let's read it together, okay? Now a great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a garland of 12 stars. Again, this we could go on forever on this whole scripture, but the 12 stars are associated with one of the things is the 12 constellations, which is the story of Jesus. It's also associated with Israel, with the 12 tribes of Israel, the 12 disciples associated with government. It's also, the woman is also associated with Israel being the woman, and also associated with Mary, and who's carrying Jesus with 12 disciples. Verse 2. Then being with child, she cried out in labor and in pain to give birth. Now you got to remember, Jesus died in Israel, didn't he? Amen. And he gave birth to me and you. And another sign appeared in heaven. Behold, a great fiery red dragon having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 diadems on his heads. Now, again, this is associated with the area of Satan's kingdom. And on this, it's talking about his authority in his kingdoms that are under him. So everybody got it. But if you were to actually give this to a kid and draw a picture, he would probably draw a spacecraft. Think about it, because he wouldn't know what was what. He'd probably draw something really strange. He'd most likely draw a dragon with things and so forth. But in this, you can actually picture another arena of what Satan's kingdom tries to portray, what the demons are trying to portray right now. You go to the book of Ezekiel, and it talks about the lights or the wheels within the wheels, which were like eyes and lights that were glowing. And it was associated with God's throne room and so forth. But people look at that as an area of a spacecraft or something to that degree. Remember, these things are appearing all over in all kinds of places. There's history of them. There's videos of them. They've got videos of them. Some people watch them for 20 minutes. Okay, and it says here in verse 4, and his tail drew a third of the stars of heaven and threw them to the earth. Again, these stars of heaven are associated with Satan's angels. Satan was in charge of a third of the angels. Lucifer was. So everybody got it. And threw them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman who was ready to give birth to devour her child as soon as it was what? Born. You know, Satan's kingdom is still trying to do that. He's trying to devour every human child before it's born. She bore a male child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up to God in his throne. So that's when Jesus ascended. Then the woman fled into the wilderness, where she has a place prepared for her by God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days, which is 3.5 years. Again, this is also associated with the woman that was caught up. Well, we are the bride of Christ, aren't we? And we will be caught up and raptured and be fed for 3.5 years before we return. Again, you got to look at this because there's meaning here. It's multidimensional also. In verse 7, it says, and war broke out in heaven. And heaven meaning the unseen realm. This is not about the stars and so forth. This is the unseen realm. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon and his angels fought, but they did not prevail, nor was there a place found for them in what? Or the what? Unseen realm any longer. So eventually they will come into the seen realm, and they will come in many forms because they know their time is short. It won't matter. In verse 9, so the great dragon was cast out, the serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ has come. For the accuser of our brethren, who accused them before our God day and night, has been cast down. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to death. Therefore rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you having great wrath, because he knows he has a short time. In other words, he knows he's got 3.5 years left. Okay, let's go to the next verse. Now when the dragon saw that he had been cast to the... In other words, now when the dragon saw that he had been cast to the earth, in other words, he didn't make the choice to come into this realm. So everybody got it. He didn't make the choice to be cast to the earth. God removed him. Is everybody okay? He persecuted the woman who gave birth to the male child. But the woman was given 2 wings of an eagle, that she might fly into the what? Wilderness, to her place where she is nourished for a time and times and half time from the presence of the serpent. That is also associated with the rapture, 3.5 years. So the body of Christ is removed, and it says, so the serpent spewed water out of his mouth like a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away by the flood. These are those, he's talking about Israel now. But the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened its mouth and swallowed up the flood with the dragon, which the dragon had spewed out of his mouth. In other words, there was a tremendous earthquake. It was most likely he was sending an army to go after Israel. And the Lord opened up the earth, and they fell in an earthquake. Is everybody okay? So again, he talks about the woman. We are now the woman, the body of Christ, which has been removed. But he's going after the ones that were left. In verse 17, and the dragon was enraged with the woman, and he went to make war with the rest of her offspring. Those are the ones that are left, who kept the commandments of God, which would have been the Jews, the commandments of God. Has everybody got it? And have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Does everybody see this? So that he's going after the Jews and the Christians. Amen? But the body of Christ will be removed there. But again, he'll still be attacking in many ways. Is everybody okay? All right. So we see that eventually the enemy, the powers of darkness, will be cast into the natural realm. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. In verse 7. Let's speak it together, please. For the mystery of the lawless one, or lawlessness, is already at hand. Only he who restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way, and that's the body of Christ, who is restraining the evil one. Then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will eventually consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan with all power, signs and lying wonders. Remember, the enemy is deception. That's what Satan uses. And with all unrighteous deception, verse 10, among those who perish because they did not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved. For this reason, God will send them what? Strong delusion that they should believe the lie. What could be that lie? That lie could be that these aliens, extraterrestrials or whatever, are these gods and goddesses of what they call from the ancients, and that the Antichrist will come from one of them, come, you know, be associated with that. So you got to remember that there's going to be great delusion. People are going to be beginning to worship all kinds of things. You know, people worship all kinds of things now. Wait till the body of Christ is removed. And Satan's kingdom has free reign to deceive people even in a greater state of being. Great delusion. They'll be appearing in front of all kinds of people. People will be worshiping them. They'll be thinking that they're gods. Does everybody got it? But then the Antichrist will stand up, and Satan will come in his fullness. And again, for this reason, God will send them strong delusion that they should believe the lie, that they all may be condemned who do not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. The lawless one already at work. He's been at work. In Isaiah chapter 13. See, thank God we know the end result. We won. Isaiah 13 and verse 9. Let's speak it together. Behold, the day of the Lord comes, cruel with both wrath and fierce anger, to lay the land desolate. He will destroy its sinners from it. For the stars of heaven and their constellations will not give their light. The sun will be darkened in its going forth, and the moon will not shine its light to shine. I will punish the world for its evil. Now remember something. Remember, God said he'll never destroy the earth again with water. But now he says he's coming to destroy the earth and punish it with because of its evil. That's associated with the days of Noah, isn't it? And the wicked for their iniquity. And I will halt the arrogance of the proud. I will lay low the haughtiness of the terrible. I will make a mortal more rare than fine gold. So these mortals are associated with humans. But it's amazing how he says mortal, because there's also something else involved, the unseen. But he's saying, because he's going to destroy all of them, just like he did once already. But now he speaks of mortal. I'll make a mortal rare. And I will make a mortal more rare than fine gold, and a man more than the golden wedge of Ophrah. Therefore I will shake the heavens, and the earth will move out of her place in the wrath of the Lord of hosts, and in the day of his fierce anger. It shall be as a haunted gazelle, as a sheep that no man takes up. Every man will turn to his own people. Every one will flee to his own land. Every one who is found will be thrust through, and every one is captured will fall by the sword. Their children also will be dashed to pieces before their eyes. Their houses will be plundered and their wives ravished. Behold, I will stir up the Medes against them, who will not regard silver, and as for gold, they will not delight in it. Also their bows will dash the young men to pieces, and they will have no pity on the fruit of the womb. Their eye will not spare children, and Babylon, the glory of kingdoms, the beauty of the Chaldeans' pride, will be as when God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah. It will never be inhabited, nor will it be settled from generation to generation. Nor will the Arabian pitch tents there. Nor will the shepherds make their sheepfolds there. But wild beasts of the desert will lie there, and their houses will be full of owls. Ostriches will dwell there, and wild goats will caper there. The hyenas will howl in their citadels, and jackals in their pleasant palaces. Her time is near to come, and her days will not be prolonged. That is the wrath of God. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Again, everything is to be aware. That's why the Bible says, be sober and be vigilant. I can't guarantee you 100% it's going to work out this way. I can't tell you absolutely that everything is going to be in this arena, but I can tell you that there are demons with technology, and they are using flying apparatuses, and they are using things to deceive people, just as in the days of Noah, and they are abducting people. But I'll tell you what, that's all you need to do is plead the blood, and you're covered. Just apply the blood. They can't touch you. You know, many people have become believers after being abducted. But see, there have been people who've been abducted who did not know how to use the weapons of God. Again, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, and verse 1, starting at verse 1, let's read this together. But concerning the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I should write to you. For you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. For when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them, as a labor in pains upon a pregnant woman, and they shall not escape. But you, brethren, are not in darkness, so that this day should overtake you as a thief. You are sons of the light and sons of the day. We are not of the night nor of the darkness. See, he separates these things, doesn't he? Demons are of the darkness, aren't they? Satan's kingdom is of the darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as others do. In other words, don't fall asleep in this whole ordeal. Don't say, well, I guess he's not coming. This isn't going to happen. I think I'll go back to my old ways. Don't fall asleep. Therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk are drunk at night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we shall live together with him. That means whether we're dead, not here, or we're awake here. Therefore, comfort each other and edify one another, just as you also are doing. 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 10. You know, the day of the Lord came in one area during Noah's time when he killed and destroyed everyone. And he said he wouldn't do it by water, but he will do it by fire this time. He'll destroy the whole earth. It says, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in verse 10, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will what? Melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up. Therefore, since all these things will be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be dissolved, being on fire, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for a new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness will dwell. Therefore, beloved, looking forward to these things, be diligent to be found by him in peace, without spot and blameless, and consider that the long-suffering our Lord is salvation, as also our beloved brother Paul, according to the wisdom given to him, has written to you. As also in all of his epistles, speaking in them these things, in which are some things hard to understand, but which untaught and unstable people twist to their own destruction, as they do also the rest of the scriptures. You therefore, beloved, since you know this beforehand, beware lest you also fall from your own steadfastness, being led away with the error of the wicked, but grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ, and to him be the glory in both now and forever. Amen. Let the seed be protected and grow and bear fruit for your glory. I thank you for all the listeners and those who have watched tonight. And I encourage you to go to eternallibrary.org. And may the Lord bless you and keep you and feed you from his throne room. In Jesus' name.